Colossians chapter 4, and the writer, the Apostle Paul, he is writing to believers, Christians, and we're just going to read verse 5 and verse 6 of Chapter 4 of Colossians. Walk in wisdom. He's telling this to believers, Christians. Walk in wisdom towards them that are, the next word says, without. Redeeming the time, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Verse 5 says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without or outside. He's saying to the Christians, walk very carefully, walk wisely, because there are people who are still on the outside. Christians are on the inside. But the burden of Paul's heart is, there are people who are outside. You've been hearing tonight that there is a great invitation. It's for whoever will. Whoever, everyone who wants to be saved, Christ died for all. And every single person can be in heaven, but not every single person will be in heaven. Only those who say, I want to be in heaven, I want Christ as my Savior, I accept Him as my Savior, I am a part of the everybody, the whosoever will. Only those who make that individual choice will ever be in heaven. The rest will be outside forever. And Paul is thinking about the Christians, and he's saying, don't live careless lives because you're in the inside. But there are people outside and they're going to hell. And there is more to Christian living than just fun and games. You live carefully and you live soberly and you live wisely, because while you have peace inside, there are people who are still outside. God looks at Kamloops and Westside. He doesn't see conservatives and liberals or NDPers or the Green Party. When God looks down into this room tonight, well, let me just scan the audience. I don't see anything written on your forehead or anything like that, but you know, God can see right through everyone in this room. We hide behind our clothes, we hide behind our smile, we hide behind our whatever. Shake hands at the door. Yep, how are you tonight? Great, good. And it just, we hide behind that. You might be having the worst possible day. You might be pulling your hair out if you have any left to pull out. You might have had a lousy day. But we hide behind, good. You know what? God sees right into everyone's hearts. He knows whether you're inside or outside. It's like everyone in this room tonight, when God looks at us, just as clear to Him as if there was a label on my forehead, He sees inside on my forehead. I wonder what He sees on your forehead. One or the other. Inside or outside. That's a pretty simple concept, isn't it? Inside or outside. The other night we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if anyone enters in, they shall be saved. And so the Bible is really clear. There is an inside and there is an outside. Let me ask you this question. Are you inside this building or outside this building? Pretty clear to answer, isn't it? Isn't that a problem? You don't have to go like this. You know you're sitting right inside. How did you get here? You came in through the door. You didn't come through a wall. You came through the door. And you're sitting inside. Now, spiritually, God says you're either inside, sheltered, saved with eternal life, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you are on the outside. Are you in the inside or the outside? You don't get anything else out of what I'm saying tonight. Before it's 8 o'clock, if you could get this settled in your mind, because we have a real propensity inside just to keep things in the gray zone, fuzzy. Well, I don't want to go there right now. I worry sometimes. What do you worry about? Because if you're ever going to be in heaven, this is a matter you're going to have to tackle head on. You're going to have to face this reality. You've been hearing about sin. And I was once on the outside. But I'm on the inside tonight. My sins are gone. And I am saved. And I am absolutely sure. Look at it. My heart went and I fell over on the stage tonight. I know it would cause a commotion. You'd all be scrambling for your cell phones to call. Who could call 911 the fastest? But you know, before you could get to me, I would be in heaven. Heaven. You know why? Because I'm on the inside. I have a precious, precise, personal moment in my life when I found out I was a sinner on the road to hell and that Jesus Christ died for my sins. And that night in the attic bedroom of our home, I came in. The door was wide open. Jesus opened the door to heaven when he died on the cross. You know what an open door looks like? Look up at the front. Is that door open or closed? It's open right here. This one here is closed. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, the door into God's family, the door into God's kingdom, the way to heaven was opened. And it's open tonight. And I am glad I entered in. You on the inside or the outside? We sing a chorus with the young people sometimes. I don't know whether it's made its way out here or not. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside. On which side are... You don't mind me doing this with my finger, do you? Inside and outside. On which side are you? You know that one here? Let's try it. One door and only one, yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you? Now, did you answer that question? You're not in between. You're not stuck in the middle. You're either inside or outside. Bad things happen on the outside. Bad things really do happen on the outside. Ever been in a storm? You were caught off guard and you just hoofed her to where? To shelter. You want it inside. I remember when we grew up in Gerald Street, and there were neighborhood fights, and every once in a while get in a little squabble with friends and stuff. And I remember one time a few kids were chasing me up the street. And I was traveling. They were chasing me. I didn't know what they were going to do to me when they got me. But I knew it wasn't going to be nice. And I was just running for all I was worth. Oh. And I was charging up the street. And 32 Gerald Street was our home address. And the door swung open. And I went up the steps and you know what? I was inside. It never felt nice being on the inside. I was safe. I was secure. I was sheltered. I was in the inside. I was inside in a place where I knew they loved me in here. Are you inside tonight? Or are you still outside in the darkness of your sins? It's cold out there. Cold. Well, there are a lot of people and they have an inside circle of friends. There's people who are insiders in their church. Some are inside the covers of a book. Some go inside club doors. My father was a member of the Orange Lodge. Oh, right to us. He died at 80 and he would never give us a password. He'd never give us what that secret handshake was. He was an insider, I guess. And I was an outsider. But he was inside. You know, maybe you've seen people who were in the inside group at school. Cool. All kinds of friends. Popular. And maybe you thought, but I'm not one of them. I'm sort of always on the outside. It doesn't feel very nice, does it? When you feel like you're not in the in group, you're on the outside. You know, there's people who are on the outside in Kamloops. They're not in the inner circle of what's going on in Kamloops. But you know, you could be in God's inner circle. You might be outside with your friends. They may see things about you that they don't like and they might reject you and all that. You may never be a heartthrob in school, but your heartthrob with God. God's heart is beating with love and tenderness and compassion towards you. He doesn't look at you and say, I don't like your looks. My, I would never have qualified if God was basing on who could come inside based on their looks. Because my family on the Bolters, on my mother's side, are known for their long noses. And I've inherited that in my genes. But God doesn't discriminate on the length of noses or anything like that. God looks at us and he says, I love that girl. I love that boy. Do you know that God even knows the number of the hairs of your head? You say, does God really know me? God knows how many hairs you have on your head. That's how interested he is in you. He wants to save you tonight. He wants to show you his love tonight. He wants to welcome you inside tonight. Don't ever think that God is mean or cruel. Sin is mean. Satan is mean and cruel. And the world out there is cruel. Satan wants to land you in hell. Satan wants to keep you on the outside. But God, that's why you're here tonight. That's why you're here tonight. God is working in your life. And he wants you to come inside to be safe for all eternity. See, we were put out. Way back in Genesis chapter 3, we were put outside. When Adam sinned, we were put out of the garden, disconnected from God. And sometimes people just live their life assuming, well, probably I'm okay with God. If you don't know Jesus Christ personally as your Savior, you're not okay with God tonight. There's something in your life that has to be addressed, and it's a problem of your sins. I was talking to a young guy over in the trailer park up the road here today, and I was giving him a CD, and he said, so what is it, somebody who hits rock bottom, and then they reach that point in their life where they have to look inside themselves and remedy their situation and make a big turn in their life? And I said, well, it's about somebody who hit rock bottom, but they didn't look inside themselves to save themselves. They looked outside themselves. They looked to the Lord Jesus, and he transformed their life. And tonight, God wants you, if you're on the outside, he wants you to be on the inside. Inside is a wonderful place to be. Inside. I'm going to read you this. I'm going to tell you a story about a young fellow, and I want you to figure out whether he was in the inside or the outside with God. He was cooking his lunch, and he was using propane. It's only in his early 20s, back home. And there was a big explosion in the fire. And Melvin was just burned badly with the flames from the propane explosion. And he wasn't going to live very long. Just hours. The ambulance comes. They pick up Melvin. He is grossly disfigured. He's extremely burned. And as that ambulance was rushing towards the hospital, Melvin was on the stretcher. And he was singing. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe on his gentle breast. There by his love o'ershadowed, sweetly my soul shall rest. Jesus, my heart's dear refuge, Jesus has died for me. Firm on the rock of ages, ever my trust shall be. Think he was in the inside or the outside? You're right. He was on the inside. He was ready to die. He was ready to go. He was right with God. His sins were all forgiven. He knew Jesus Christ as a Savior. He died later that afternoon, home to heaven. If you were on the back of the ambulance, oh, it happened so simply. Boy back home, we just popped his wheelie in his bike and just flipped over like that and hit a little rock in his head. Happens. A boy back home was in a gospel meeting just like this. On a Sunday night, his dad preached the gospel. He was 14. He wasn't to use his four-wheeler on Sundays. The gospel meeting ended at 8:30. And that boy, John David, went out of the gospel meeting, shook his dad's hand. They lived nearby the hall. Got on his four-wheeler. And just within a stone's throw of the gospel hall, he didn't realize that they had put a chain across a logging road behind the gospel hall. Young John David revved it up and charged up that logging road and hit a chain. Gone. If that was to happen to you this week, are you on the inside or the outside? Once that happens, it's too late to get in the inside. If you're not right with God before that happens, you'll never be right with God. That's what we're talking about. It's eternity. It's heaven or hell. I don't know how anybody could sleep tonight if you realized I'm still on the outside. You need to face that if you are. I'll give you one of these tonight at the door. You'll see, you can't see from here, but there's a door here. Right over on this side. You can stick it in your Bible. I want you to look at that and say, am I outside that door or am I inside? Am I outside going down or am I inside going up? This is the most important matter you will ever face in your life. Do you know what I think will be awful in eternity? If you read Luke chapter 16, there's someone down there in that awful place of torment. Do you know what? He could see inside up there. That'll be a part of the torment. I could have been inside. I could have been. But I'm outside forever. See how important this is? It's very important. I want you to look at, before we close, at Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Follow along closely, carefully, seriously. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand where? Without. So Paul said. Paul said to the Christians, you be careful how you live. There are people outside. Outside. And here's somebody that's outside here. And ye begin to stand without. And to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. You'll say, but we've gone to the gospel hall. We went to Sunday school. We learned verses. We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. He shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets, your Sunday school teachers, a mom or a dad or an aunt or an uncle or a brother or a sister in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Tonight, if you're on the outside, you can still come in. The door is open. The door is open there, but the Lord Jesus is a door to heaven. And if you want to be in the inside, now is the night. Tonight is the night. You're not safe standing on the doorstep. You're not safe standing just this close to the door. You are not safe until you're inside. And tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's inviting you. Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor. There's the same. All, whosoever, everyone. Come to me, and I will give you rest. I have good sleeps at night. You know why? Because when I put my head in my pillow, I'm on the inside. I am. But on which side are you?